next up is a little bit about some of the Microsoft communities, and specifically we'll drill into Channel 9 a little bit and take a look at what it has to offer. The pain point I have up here is being able to maybe download a video in offline mode, right, so that you can go ahead and watch it later on. I know a lot of times when you're online, when I'm traveling around, a lot of times I might like to download a video. Maybe I can watch it on a plane or something like that where I don't have an internet connection. And we'll go ahead and take a look at that. So we're also going to take a look at some of the other Microsoft communities as well. There's communities focused at the student base, some communities focused at enthusiasts, as well as web communities and IT professionals. These are all available, so there's a lot and more. And we'll take a look at a few more of those as well. So the some of the problems it solves, basically, you know, how do I learn about new or existing technologies? Channel 9 has a wealth of great developer videos. Out of curiosity in the crowd here, how many people have actually seen videos on Channel 9? Show of hands. A good number of you have. Okay, so almost everybody here in this group. So let's go ahead and get right to it. I'll go ahead and bring it up. So here comes the site, and first thing we'll take a look at here is over on the right side, we'll take a look at the About box, and in here is the Doctrine that you see specified right there. It's all about conversation and basically being an honest human voice. It's not a marketing tool, not a PR tool, and not a lead generation tool. It's used by Microsoft. This is really for the developer community to learn more about the things that you care about in a experience. Looks like they've got another new video here on the homepage, Windows 7 efficiency. And if you look at the homepage and scroll down, there are several other episodes listed on the homepage. Now, these are not every episode that he posted to 9. I want to be clear about this. These are the editor's choices, right, that come up on the homepage. And it's not just one page. If you scroll down to the bottom, there are several pages, right, that then they just keep scrolling back. And I think
several, like 275?
Yeah, I think the Toolshed episode 3 is like on the fifth page or something like that at this point. So that's the first thing I wanted to point out. The second thing, up on top, you got a recent tab for the ones that were recently posted. You have the different types and videos and podcasts and screens. And again, the reason I'm doing this is not necessarily a tool in and of itself, but it's a resource, right? And this show is about resources as well as tools. And if you take a look at the forums, you have some forums out there, some key topics you can go ahead and bring up. You can also do a search here, for example, on Toolshed in the search line, very quick search, and it's going to come up with all of our Toolshed videos that we have up there. I just published one here today, just about, I don't know, about 4 hours ago. Stan, looks like we already got 344
Jessica Moss
views.
Is up.
Yep, yeah. Jessica Moss. We got the SSIS data profiling tool tip.
That was a great one.
That was a very good session. Yeah, if anybody's doing any kind of data profiling, I encourage you to go ahead and watch that. And it's got all of them here listed on this page. Similarly, if you want to go ahead and take a look at, you know, maybe Silverlight might be of interest. You can go ahead and pump that through, and all the Silverlight related videos come through. So the next thing we'll take a look at, you can see right here, Expression 3 Studio now available, right? We just got done talking about that, so that's the first one that comes up. Pretty nice. Once again, under the shows piece, so let's go ahead and click on shows, and what we'll do is we can see all the shows that are listed here. You got the, and this is by post order. So 10.4 just recently posted a video. 10.4 is a great series on Visual Studio 2010. If you, you know, you want to take a look at that, you can just click on the header right there, and it'll bring up the shows page with you know, some really great episodes. You can also kind of see what the ones are of interest. Like, you got 100,000 downloads right here for downloading and installing Visual Studio 2010. So
that's,
I guess that's step one, right? Everybody's got to learn how to install it first before they can start using it.
100,000 views, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing, right? The other one we'll take a look at, we'll drill down a little bit into the Toolshed one here as well. You can see we've got several tool tips that we've sliced out of the episodes just to allow ease of viewing on a particular tool. If someone doesn't have a, you know, whole hour to go ahead and watch the entire episode and they're just interested in one piece, making it a little bit easier to go ahead and do that. The other thing I want to point out is that Channel 9 is going to be going through a lot of enhancements coming up in the September timeframe. There is a video out there called This Week C9 Revolution that talks about all of these enhancements. And the thing that kind of reminded me of this is the player, the Silverlight player, is going to include things like chapters, for example. So, you know, I wouldn't have to slice out every video. You could just go bring up the main video and hit the chapter on, you know, IE DevTools or something like that, and we'll just watch that. So, if you get a chance, you can just browse through this, take a look at all the important things. They also talk about merging in Channel 8 and Channel 10, which is our student and enthusiast content, back into Channel 9, as well as a lot of other enhancements. So, I encourage you to go ahead and take a look at that video too.
So what if I wanted to see this on my Zoom?
Yeah, let's go take a look at that, Stan. On the player, I'm just going to go ahead and bring up the episode 3 here, and we will demonstrate the different types of formats, because this is a kind of a hard thing to find. It's not too noticeable, but there is a little drop down right below every one of these videos, and there are all your different formats. So if you did want to play it on your Zoom or play for later use, you can go ahead and download that file as a separate file.
And so you don't have to watch it right in the interface.
This is exactly it. So you don't have to be online. You can store it for later use and go ahead and use that.
I think that was probably one of the biggest questions I've got about the episodes is, do I have to watch it in my browser?
Right.
The answer is no, you don't. Right. You can take it away.
And the other thing, too, that they point out in the video that I just talked about, the Channel 9 folks, is we are really looking for feedback on these videos. That's how we can make it happen. And if you look at, there is a thumbs up and thumbs down rating, first of all. Everybody knows what thumbs up here is, right, for episode 3. You got your homework assignment, right? You go back, check out episode 3. But more importantly to me are the comments. This is where you really get to tell, you know, good or bad. You know, I constructive criticism is just fine. You know, we make things better in the future, that's fine. I've gotten a lot of emails, you know, suggesting things as well. That's another way to do it. But really, this also resonates up through the Channel 9 team as well, and they composite all this information and allows them to provide better quality videos of more of what you're looking for.
So everybody out there watching these, please give us feedback.
No, absolutely. And there's if you want to spread the word a little bit, there's a bunch of share options here to go share with other social networks as well, like Facebook, for example. If you want to go ahead and share this post,
can I dig it
out there? Dig is out there. Dig it. Yep. And so those are just some of the things there. Now, I do want to go back to the shows page here and point out one thing here I got in the header, because this is also another great resource. We have, I've got two sites basically here. I've got the one that's shows/toolshed, which is a list of the shows. I also have the Channel 9 Toolshed site itself, which has resources. So if you look on the right side of the page here, you can see there's one for today, right? We got the filming of our episode over here. You've got the a couple of code camps coming up. You've got some of the Tiki Hut dates. Everything that we've talked about in prior episodes in our community update. Now, Keith is going to be up here later on to give an update of what's going on in the community, and I'll update this as well with all of those resources in that segment of the show. The other thing, if I go back over here, is we have also posted all the PowerPoints, all the the demo scripts, and the sample source code up at code.msdn.com/toolshed. And every release that I have is an episode. So if you look at all the releases here, we can go back over, say, to episode 1. And what we'll see here is the downloads for that particular episode. So if you're ever trying to recreate these or understand it better.
Or you want to represent it.
You know, there you go. You've got that as a resource as well. So that's some of the information about that. The other thing I did want to point out, which is very useful, going back out to ESPN, not ESPN. Going back out to Channel 9.
You can tell what Russ watches at home a lot.
Yeah, it's this little drop down right here, and these are all the other communities. So if you look at the ASP.NET communities, there's a lot of information here about ASP.NET. Channel 8 is geared toward students once again. So you can see that, and it talks about basically merging eight into channel 9 once again. And every one of these has this little drop down on the upper left. And a couple other ones that are really nice here, the IIS one I had mentioned before, if you're looking at more information about streaming and so forth, there is an IIS community as well. And then we got the Silverlight community. I know I think Bill is going to be talking about this a little bit later on as well. And you take a look at the other drop down here, TechNet Edge. Those are interesting. Some of the IT Pro type things can go out there. Windows Client, and finally, Mix Online for any of the mix videos that are related. This is how you find things to help you from a resource perspective in a lot of the community properties. So how about that? Pretty nice.